The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Eric Clapton's 461 Ocean Boulevard, Little Mainline, Florida. Our buddy Mike Gallagher took an airline to Florida.
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I would. I'd have taken a stagecoach to Florida at this point. I am out of New York. Goodbye, New York. Hello, free Florida.
DeSantis country.
Yeah, and you know this is wild. I mean, DeSantis is perfecting the art of Trumpism, and positioning himself perfectly to run in 2024 if Trump doesn't want to run. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I think people in their heart think they know what's going to happen.
They do,
but they don't.
They do.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is
they,
right.
they do.
And what would that be?
I don't have the guts to say it. I'm not going to say
it. No. It doesn't have to be.
You know.
I know.
You think Trump's going to run in 2024?
I have absolutely no idea. And I don't think anybody else does either. Maybe,
but What's your gut tell you? Especially with what's emerged. Think about Trump right now with all this talk about what's happened with the illegals being flown to Delaware and Martha's Vineyard in D.C. This is a Ron DeSantis production.
No doubt.
But it's a Trumpian idea.
Of course.
Don't you think President Trump is sitting there at Mar-a-Lago saying, gosh, that's brilliant? You know what I mean?
Well, okay, but let's channel Trump. He probably feels justified and bolstered by the fact that America is seeing the ill wisdom of sanctuary cities, seeing that the immigration issue that meant so much to him is being highlighted every day by governors like DeSantis and Abbott. But deep down, do you think that Trump is stewing a little bit, the notion that somebody else is enjoying a massive spotlight and that maybe this is helping people say, love you, Mr. President, love you, Donald Trump, but it might be DeSantis's time?
I mean, we know his personality, and let's put it this way. He's not exactly a guy who likes to share the spotlight.
Nope.
So reportedly, now I don't pay any attention to what they, I mean, yesterday there was a report out where he supposedly said he didn't like Nikki Haley's complexion. Oh, shut
what?
Up. Yep, they did. He didn't like the color of her skin.
Okay, where's that from?
I think the Washington Post.
Okay, is it possibly?
It's that John Kelly, that disgruntled former chief of staff, and supposedly He heard somebody say that Trump didn't like the complexion of the skin of Nikki Haley, that she looked bad for him.
Okay, the reason I ask is because this might be one of many, 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 many turdlets to come out of a new book called The Divider by Peter Baker and Susan Glasser.
That's where it's from. That's what it's from. Baker's book.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And I wish they had just The Divider. I wish they just named the book, and pardon me, I said this on Twitter last night. I wish they just named the book Trump, Miserable Bastard. Because then at least they'd be honest. The Divider, what does that even mean? Who's the last president who united Bush at 9/11, FDR in World War II, God bless both those guys, but that wasn't about them. It was events that did that, and both of those presidents had plenty of haters. Everybody that comes after Trump is, oh, he's so divisive. Name me a president who wasn't divisive. Obama, please. Biden,
please. Biden's doing great. Oh, yeah. Biden's really uniting us. We're all on the same page these days. You heard they were saying, let's go Brandon over in the UK. They had people in the streets of the UK. Have you seen that video?
On the Queen's funeral procession?
At the Queen's funeral procession, the beast was driving down the street, and people in the crowd were yelling, "Let's go, Brendan. Let's go." I like, want to hear that with a British accent. So here's the bottom line. I don't know what is going to happen either. None of us do. I've got somebody on my team, Tracy, who predicts that Trump and DeSantis have already made a behind-the-scenes deal.
To do what?
They're going to run together, and that's why neither talks about the other.
Not going to happen. Because
I don't
know. Ron DeSantis is okay. Ron DeSantis is not interested in being anybody's running mate. So they're not going to run together unless there's one way to do this, and that is if there is a primary and they're both in it and they're slugging it out, and maybe there are four or five other unfortunate souls in that primary too that all get steamrolled. Pence, you know, Tom Cotton, Mike Pompeo, God bless, you know, everybody in there. But Trump and DeSantis are the last guys standing, and Trump manages to edge out DeSantis the way that Trump edged out Ted Cruz in May of 2016. And then and only then does DeSantis say, "All right, sir, good battle. Let's team up. Let's do this together." That's the only way that happens.
And I don't want to see any of that, because the last thing I want is Ron DeSantis going to war with Donald Trump during the primary season.
Or vice versa. I mean, because,
well, that's what I mean. I don't want to see them. Yeah, but
because when Trump, I don't want that. When Trump beat up, okay, this is funny. I mean, we love Ted Cruz.
Bad move.
We love, but Trump went after Cruz, but there was always, you know, Lion Ted, Little Marco, the various things that he, I mean, you know, what everybody just knew that was sharp elbows. Nope.
That doesn't fly. Ron DeSantis doesn't get called lying anything and then roll over. And I'm not saying Ted Cruz rolled over, but I am saying Ron DeSantis is a different personality, and he is. I know people in Florida. He is absolutely large and in charge. This is not a wallflower. This is not a guy who's going to suffer that easily. No, the last thing we need is Trump and DeSantis butting heads in the primary.
That's the worst case scenario. Trust me on that. So we got you there anyway, didn't we, Mike? Is this you thinking in your heart of hearts, thank God for Trump, thank God for Trump, thank God for Trump, but sir, do us a favor and continue to do your thing from private life?
No, I mean, I'm not there yet either. But what I'm saying is this immigration move changed a lot of things.
Yep.
First of all, I believe this is going to secure the red wave that we expected was going to happen.
The pendulum is swung back. Yep. Believe me,
Hispanics are watching this. You know, Axios, the Washington Post, they had a whole bunch of coverage this week about Hispanics being the so-called swing voters. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're swing voters, they're watching the Democrat hypocrisy over Martha's Vineyard, and they're saying, you know what, I'm voting Republican. Mm-hmm. This did nothing but secure more Republican momentum, and I think we're going to take the House and the Senate. And I believe Ron DeSantis will get credit for that. Greg Abbott to a lesser extent, but DeSantis, let's face it, is front and center.
And you know who, knows it?
Let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
And that may have squeezed out Mr. Trump in terms of consideration on his part. It's going to be his decision, Mark. His decision.
And that's why
he might say,
go ahead.
And all the momentum right now is with DeSantis, it feels, with this thing. And if DeSantis gets credit for a midterm red wave, it's going to be hard to stop him in 2024.
And if Trump decides to play golf and hang out with Melania and that 7-foot kid of theirs, God bless Barron. I mean, I asked him this. I literally asked him this just ahead of his appearance with Bill O'Reilly at the AAC when he was on the show. I said, "Sir, I know you're not going to tell us anything. We're not going to make any news. But let me just ask you something. If you imagine continuing to take up space rent-free in every one of your tormentors' heads, and through social media or rallies that you'll continue to do, or appearances on shows like mine anytime you wish, and you just continue to be in many ways the most important political figure in America anyway, is it such a bad thing to think about doing that from Mar-a-Lago instead of from the White House?" And he said, "It's not the worst thing." And that's not me saying that I somehow have inside intel that he's not running.
And Lisa is an important figure in your life. Denise was an important figure in mine. Mm-hmm. Melania is an important figure in his life. Do you really think Melania Trump wants to go back to Washington?
No.
And that's not a small factor.
No,
so,
it's not.
And by the way, I got a couple text messages. There was a texter who reminded me of that just now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another texter. Would you please study and understand a president and a vice president can come from the same state?
Yes,
that is
exactly.
Such a myth.
Yes.
People don't understand that. Somebody just texted from 540 area code, president and VP cannot come from the same state. Yes, they can. That's a myth. That is false. DeSantis and Trump can run together. Read it. That's not the, you're misinterpreting, and that's fake news. Now,
no,
speaking
real,
of fake news.
Real quick, on final thing on DeSantis. Even the Washington Post knows of his ascendancy, and DeSantis derangement syndrome is already, you can already feel it in the last few months, but they are now saying, you're right, they are now saying that DeSantis is meaner than Trump, that he is more ruthless than Trump, and they are actually finding ways to give backhanded compliments to Trump in an attempt to demonize DeSantis. The Washington Post now said that Trump at least had an occasional rounded edge, an occasional sense of humor. He sort of went about the whole thing with a wink and a nudge. DeSantis is ruthless. He's a shark. This is their attempt to ruin him at the outset. Go ahead.
Well, but I will tell you this. There's merit in that. There is truth to that. Trump has a personality that is so unique and so compelling. And Ron DeSantis is a very serious guy. And so I of course they're trying to ruin DeSantis, and they're going to be brutal. DeSantis just put a bigger target on his back with this illegal immigration, you know, migration thing. But I will tell you, I've met them both. I've spent time with both of them. I've spent more time with Trump than DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
DeSantis is Trump is utterly charming,
convivial,
delightful,
glad-handing,
fun,
yep.
Warm. DeSantis is none of that.
Not so much.
That's not Ron DeSantis. Yeah. Now, having said that, it might be, to quote Mark Davis, maybe it's Ron DeSantis' turn, because maybe America's ready for a guy who rolls up the sleeves and gets it done, and there's not a lot of the personality traits that come with a larger-than-life Donald Trump. I don't know. I mean, I'm never going to bail on Donald Trump. I'm never going to abandon him. I'm never going to forget the 4 years of success that we had. But I do see the sands are shifting. Now, I got to get this off my chest before we run out of time, because
mm-hmm.
I am so fired up about something. You know, I have told my team I despise big tech and what social media giants are doing to impact elections. You know, Liz Cheney wants to fret about 800 boneheads on January 6th. What about what YouTube is doing to impact the outcome of an election? And let me give you a close-to-home example.
Mm-hmm.
We got one of our videos. We post videos from the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble, on MikeOnline.com, all these different platforms, right? Truth Social. Because we stream the show. We video stream the show every day.
Right.
And if you go to MikeOnline.com or you go to the Salem News Channel, which is this TV network that we've sort of created that all the network shows are on,
mm-hmm.
the Salem News Channel posts videos from the shows on YouTube. I don't, because I despise them, and they keep restricting us and they keep censoring us, right? So I'm like, guys, forget it. I don't care about YouTube. Well, corporate-wise, Salem News Channel posts videos from the show.
Mm-hmm.
They restricted us yesterday. Dear Salem News Channel, we've reviewed your content and determined it may not be suitable for all viewers. Video, Mike Gallagher's show. Democrat policies encouraging violent crimes are destroying New York City and America. It was my commentary of the violence that we saw on the news channels
wow.
from the guy with the hatchet.
Of course.
They restricted us because of that, Mark.
Okay.
And I said to my team, because I don't quite understand how this works, and we're going to try to get somebody on the show today who can get into the nuts and bolts of what actual election interference looks like. Hear me out. Just like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop story, as covered in the New York Post, we are 48 days away from the midterm election. The last thing YouTube and those pimple-faced punks sitting in cubicles at Silicon Valley want is for people watching the channel and seeing what Democrat policies are doing to cities like New York. So they censor us without an explanation. You should. There's no explanation about this, Mark. Because I said, what did we do wrong? We played clips from the news.
Mm-hmm.
We played clips from CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. And I made a comment. What? My commentary that this kind of violence inspired by Democrats? There's never an explanation, even if you appeal it. And that's by design. Now, could you not argue that they are attempting to interfere with the outcome of an election?
Of course they
by
are.
By censoring a position that is a viable one?
Of course they are. That's today's left. The left that used to stand for open debate and welcoming all people and having it out in a vigorous arena of opinion. That sense of liberalism is long, long gone.
I'm reading from YouTube. If a video contains violent or graphic content that appears to be posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner,
disrespectful.
It's less likely to be allowed on YouTube.
Disrespectful toward whom? The guy with the hatchet?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
All right.
Now, hey, Liz Cheney, instead of worrying about those 800 boneheads, why don't you worry about the real interference of an election? This is dangerous. This is chilling, and it's infuriating, and we're going to be all over today on the Mike Gallagher
Show. We are ready. He is there on the radio. He is there for you, and he's there with us every morning, which we so love. Mike Gallagher today at 10, soon as we're finished, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.